My guest this morning is Angela McGowan, the economist with the Northern Bank. Angela McGowan, could you characterise where we are in terms of the financial situation in Northern Ireland today?
There's certainly no doubt about the fact that things are very difficult at the moment. You know, we're seeing a downturn. We've seen a downturn, particularly in global circumstances. And, you know, we're not immune to that. So what happens globally affects us. Not only that, but also the situation in the UK is looking particularly dire. And I know they like to maybe blame what's happening globally for that. But actually, the UK was having its own structural problems itself. And, you know, really needs to turn around the economy quite a wee bit before we see an increase in confidence.
When you say the situation in the UK is pretty dire. Is it as bad in London? Because people keep saying, oh, it's not as bad in London. Is it as bad in London structurally as elsewhere in the country?
It won't ever be as bad in London as it will be in maybe some of the northern counties, simply because they have, you know, the financial services there, more profitable businesses tends to gravitate there, and it'll always be to some degree buffered by that. But Northern Ireland doesn't have the same GDP or the same growth rates as London, and obviously we will feel the effects.
Can I just ask you, what has happened in Dexia? Is that potentially the start of a landslide across Europe in terms of banks?
Well, we have seen France and Germany come out today, at the weekend, and say that they're going to ensure the recapitalisation of European banks. So I think we can look at Dexia and say, we can put it under the carpet. You know, there's been intervention there. That's the right thing to do. It's sending out the right signals to market. Two big exposures into Greece. But there are other banks in Europe which have exposures to Greece, but they will be looked at now, and there is an agreement that they will be recapitalised. That is what is needed to instil confidence.
Could I just ask you about the particular situation in Northern Ireland here? How bad is it going to get?
Well, you know, we have seen, a very weak recovery. We've seen a recovery nonetheless, but it will all depend, ultimately, our long-term growth is going to depend on whether we are able to steer our economy and structurally address the things that need to be addressed.
Is corporation tax, a derogation of corporation tax, is that the panacea that we need?
Corporation tax is one of a myriad of things that will improve the situation in Northern Ireland. I have no doubt that it will be a good thing to do for Northern Ireland, but we need to restructure in terms of our skills to reduce the skills gap and to move companies into knowledge-intensive industries and to support enterprise.
How can we escalate vocational education to match the needs of industry here? Isn't there a serious deficit here?
It's about where you decide to spend your money and where the priorities are. This is something that the government has to do. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the States, for example, at the minute, you'll hear people like Jeffrey Sachs, some of those big gurus, all talking about make sure you invest in skills, because that will make or break your economy.
Now, OK, are we doing enough, Angela McGowan, in terms of matching skills with the demands of industry here?
No, we're not doing enough at the moment. There's work being done by Young Enterprise trying to stimulate, enterprise in schools, etc. But we're not really gearing our children up for the future economy.
Is there too much emphasis on grammar school here?
There's too much emphasis on rote learning, and you're not being taught to think outside the box, to create enterprise, to think differently from other people, and that's what we need. And we need skills for those sectors that are going to grow at the moment or in the future, and at the moment they're not there.
Okay, what are you guys doing? Everybody with whom I speak, every businessman says the bloody banks. What are you guys doing? Are you being remedial? Are you ready to step in and help people? Have you got any money?
Well, you know, we have a lot of money. We're a well capitalised bank, and we have to make money, and the way we do that is by lending money, and we have a big mortgage campaign on at the moment. But we're also out there looking actively for businesses to invest in as well, because that is the only way we can survive, is to invest in other companies.
Are these politicians doing enough? What should these politicians be doing to stimulate the economy?
Politicians have to look at their priorities. They have to act fast and flexibly. We need an economic plan. We need to put our revenues into the right areas. And we need to raise revenue streams in Northern Ireland, because we can't continue...
How do we do that?
Continually spend money in Northern Ireland without raising some revenue streams. Water rates for those who can afford it. You know, why are housing rates capped at £300,000? We have to ask ourselves. Why are people who can afford to pay more not paying more?
Thank you very much indeed, Angela McGowan.